This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Can I recognize that song? I feel like I totally see baseball.
All right.
Okay. TJB right? Show, it's 7 after the hour. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug is on his way.
There I am.
There you are.
All right, so 7 past the hour. I thought that we ought to go over one of the things we were talking about on the Countdown Show last Friday, and that is with regard to the situation down, is it Uvalde? I never can, is it, how do we pronounce that? Uvalde, the shooting.
I don't want to disrespect them by mispronouncing it, but I've been struggling to find the pronunciation. But the Robb Elementary School in Texas, heartbreaking massacre of those children.
So the Department of Justice is going to review the police response. And this has already become a political football because the people who love the police can do no wrong, are really up in arms about the reality of what seems to be them booting the ball, if you will. The argument about whether they should have gone in or shouldn't have gone in, it seems
to
me...
Why it took so long to go in.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So the mourning that's going on, I guess over the weekend, there was on Sunday 3 or 4 hours that was set aside in Uvalde for the families, the 19 children. We all know what the stats are. It so annoys me. The news media thinks everybody's stupid. Every single story a week after this happened still has the same information in it. There is a lot of new information, and so... I thought this tribute at the school, Biden went there, his wife went there, placed a bouquet of white flowers, with all the flowers in front of the school. Then they, went to, each of the places where the students are being remembered. The First Lady touched the children's photos. So this is an important, and there's no question about the fact this is a very important event, and the situation has so many different pages to it, Jay. But I believe that at this point we are so tired as a country, collectively and individually, of these shootings. I think, and I wonder if you've asked this question, if we can get some input from people, whether or not this is going to be the George Floyd moment. Now that we've come to realize that George Floyd and what happened with him and the police pretty much started the Black Lives Matter movement, the bloodbath there, does it represent the straw that breaks the camel's back when it comes to gun control issues? Who gets a gun? Especially kids.
Well, there's been so much in the news just this past weekend of different mass shootings, and the technical definition for a mass shooting is 4 or more people that were shot, whether they were injured or killed, and it excludes whoever the gunman is. And there were, I believe, 8 from Wednesday through the weekend, different mass shootings, just in all the different locations, but with the one in Texas... There's so much because you are wondering why law enforcement didn't go in. Well, some people are saying, who is it, the incident commander says they thought that the active shooting had stopped and the gunman had just barricaded himself inside the school. You have reports of parents showing up at that school trying to go in, urging the police officers to go in. The parents are trying to go in themselves and getting arrested. Yeah. I believe one mom
ridiculous.
Was... put in handcuffs, was arrested, got out of it, and crawled through a window and got her kids who were in a different classroom. Parents doing that stuff, and reports of kids who were in that school who have cell phones, and they were calling 911 asking why nobody is coming into the school. That should never be happening. And even if we...
But it's more of the improper training, the lunacy that comes with, you know, expecting the police to know how to do everything. But this is their role. This is their job. This
must be
in social workers, but being prepared for circumstance. There's no excuse in this day and age for police officers anywhere not to have been trained. It's a sad reality that we do have to be trained in these things, and maybe that's part of what needs to be done. As Biden left that church on Sunday, there were a bunch of people outside chanting, "Do something, do something, do something." And Biden, before he got into his car, said, "We will." Okay, so what does that mean?
Yeah, what is that? Because the question is, what will be done? What can be done? You think about all of the people who have killed somebody by gun who did not get that gun legally. Guns are still on the streets. That's still legally. This gunman did get it legally. He actually did. After his 18th birthday, he went, and based on what Texas laws are, he was able to get that gun and go and do this. So
those laws
are happening legally and illegally.
There are a lot of laws that protect. It almost seems like there doesn't need to be more law. There needs to be more law enforcement, not more laws.
Yeah,
what do you think?
Like, the laws currently in place really aren't being enforced.
Everything is up, and you can comment on our phone line. The comment line is 502-617-4DJV. That's 502-617-4358. If you have a thought about this, you can share it on the socials at DJV Show, or you can do it on that phone line, 502-617-4358. Biden said after, I guess he tweeted this, Jay, he's grieving, he's praying, stands with the people there, and, quote, "We are committed to turning this pain into action." Okay, so
parents
what's
don't want to
hear
that anymore.
I know.
Yeah,
what's
parents who have lost a child due to this, they do not want to hear about thoughts and prayers anymore. They're over it.
Well, law enforcement agencies are stepping on themselves. The DOJ is going to release the findings. But again, here we are. We know that the police screwed up. And so under the circumstances, it's easy to be a critic. What resolve is there to this? I think one of the things people are kind of pussyfooting around on is to point fingers. You know, I said, is this the George Floyd moment? There are a lot of police, unfortunately, who are improperly trained or just shouldn't be police. And I don't know what category here this falls into. I'm kind of tired of talking on the air about these things. I don't want to always have a negative thought about the police because the police are all not negative. That's a double negative. So
there are so many police officers who are incredible. They are incredible human beings. They're fantastic at their
job. It's the management as much as anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And management is about training, that sort of thing. These guys are out there kind of on their own. And a lot of times people get promoted to being the police captain or the police chief because they're known in the community and they're nice guys and they've been around for a long time. But do they really have what it takes? I know in the police department of the town of Ashland, which is next to Framingham, hired a woman who had been a captain in another town. And so she applied for the job and they hired her to be the police chief. People are like, women, they can't be police chiefs. Why not? Women can do all kinds of other. What's the difference? If they know what they're doing, then they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then there are those who say it'll affect the morale. I heard some people in Framingham saying it'll affect the morale of the police department if they have to take orders from a woman. What kind of stupid thinking is that at this point? Think about that. Now, I'm going back when those people, remember the Justice Department conducted a review after the terrorist attack in San Bernardino in 2015 and also after the shoot-up at that nightclub in Orlando. There were a lot of questions, They investigated it. Okay, so then what? Nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
And you would think that journalists would want to inquire more about follow-ups. Like, okay, so where do we stand now? What's happening now? What's the latest information? And if there's no information to be given, well, why not?
Yeah, I see all of this stuff. That open door and what that all led to. There's a lot more clarity here as we've gotten through the weekend after that rampage. The shooter could have been stopped any number of times. But at this point, you know, you look at the timeline and you look at all the things that happened. So what? At this point, this is rehashing the old stuff. Then what do we do to keep this from happening again? Who knows what each individual circumstance? You want your kids to go to school in a jail? You want fences around? Is that what our country has come to? Is that what we stand for? Is this the only way you can placate, if you will, the people who are in charge of gun sales, gun laws, all of this stuff? Is this the way the country is now? We're going to have fences around all the schools.
So I would be okay with it if that meant that I could send my son to school and he would be safe because somebody who had ill intentions would go in. I would be okay with that.
Why do we have people with ill intentions that have the ability to execute on those ill intentions? That's the thing that troubles me. 18 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Boostar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Boostar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Boostar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Boostar in the first aid section. Feel Boostar work fast or your money back.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead. With live face-to-face instruction, either in-center or online, there's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer. And there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
You know, when you think about all of this stuff, we talk about the war in Ukraine, we talk about we've got a war going on here in America, we're shooting each other, where does it go? It's very frustrating, frankly. I chuckle because I don't know what to say, and it's very difficult for somebody who is in the business of talking for a living not to know what to say. I usually have something to say about everything, but I don't know what to say that hasn't already been said. I've been doing this for a long time, talked about many of these. You were just telling me you just ran down all of the shootings that took place over the weekend. We're just shooting up everything. There's shots fired and people being shot every day. Awful. 28 past the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
You're constantly exposed to bugs. You're constantly exposed to viruses, to microbes, to bacteria. You can't get away from those things any more than a fish can get away from water. You live in an absolute atmosphere filled with these microbes. And so you've got these processes inside your body that constantly defend you from these things.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on? What's going on? 23 after the hour here on the DJV program. Memorial Day weekend coming to a close, but still a lot of people are out and about. I know that some people extend. They go away on Thursday afternoon. They don't come back until Wednesday morning.
Well, yeah, a lot of kids are already done with school, and just colleges have been done with school, so it's kind of this, you know, the unofficial start to summer. Summer actually starts, what is it, June 20th?
21st.
Somewhere around there, 21st?
Yep, first full day of the 22nd. Yeah, so we are, but it's the warm, look around the country, it's fairly warm. It's kind of, I want to talk about this a little bit, the gardens and things that are being done this time of year, things are growing, and I'll have some farm observations in a few minutes. But right now, let's get to Bruce Willis, who, speaking of the summertime, seems to be at least enjoying the weather, even though he doesn't really know much about the weather. He's pretty much now a vegetable, isn't he?
No. He just has trouble speaking and understanding language. He has aphasia, which is... it's caused by brain injury or stroke, but it happens when damage is done to one or more of the language areas of the brain. Mm-hmm. He was out taking a stroll with friends, having dinner. He was diagnosed 2 months ago, so his diagnosis is fairly recent. His wife, Emma Hemming, even posted a video of Bruce Willis playing backyard basketball with friends. He's still very active. It's just the language situation. Yeah, he has trouble understanding and speaking.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, there's a misdiagnosis there on my part after reading a couple of things about aphasia. So, all right, but he's still alive and hopefully can enjoy his life. Not the case with Ray Liotta. The end of the line for him at the age of 67. People are still talking about him through the weekend. What does his fiance say?
It was so shocking and so heartbreaking, and we still don't have a cause of death, so I'm sure there's going to be more information coming out about this, kind of in the same way Bob Saget's death earlier in the year.
Mm-hmm.
So Ray Liotta's fiance, J.C. Natolo, had she posted tribute to her fiance on Instagram, and she said that she and Ray shared a deep love. She'll cherish it in her heart forever. They laughed daily. They were inseparable. And it was one of those real loves that a person dreams of. And just also continues that he was the most beautiful person inside and out that she had ever known. And even just saying that was an understatement for her. He died in his sleep in the Dominican Republic while he was there filming Dangerous Waters, and his fiance was there with him. And he had revealed back in last year at some point that when he and his fiance first met, they really didn't want to get into a relationship with each other. It was their adult kids who set them up. And she has a 10-year-old. Her youngest is a 10-year-old. And he was kind of like, I don't want to raise a 10-year-old at my age. But they ended up meeting, and they were kind of just so beyond smitten with each other and became inseparable ever since.
Not nice.
We've been dating.
I love that word.
2020, December 2020.
I always love that word, smitten. I think there's something about that word. Very cool. Speaking about very cool, LeBron James surprised some children in Ohio on their last day of school. What did he do?
Yeah, in Akron, where he's from. So LeBron does, it's the I Promise School. He opened it in 2018.
He started it, yeah.
Yeah, he started it. And it's free tuition, free transportation, uniforms, bikes, helmets. The parents have a food pantry. There's also GED and job placement services for the parents of the kids that go there. And he surprised them on the last day of school, giving a really encouraging speech. And it was fantastic.
Nice. Congrats. All right, 28 after on the DJV program.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Snapchat is not just for sending quick pics to friends and family. Snapchat Discover is a section on Snapchat that's basically a news feed, where you'll find content from the Wall Street Journal, ESPN, and more. Matt McGowan from Snap fills us in.
The significant portion of the platform is what we call our Discover section, and in that, we partner with news organizations around the world to deliver news in a different fashion, a little bit snappier, a little bit quicker, but definitely that real news that maybe some of the older generations are used to getting in other platforms.
And who's using Snapchat?
Within that, like, 13 to 34-year-old demographic, we reach almost 80% of the population.
Wow, that's huge.
And that's really the Snapchatter. The core Snapchatter sits between that age, 13 to 34.
Snapchat is free and available for iOS and Android. Head over to snap.com for more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
To say Americans have a generous heart is an understatement. A fundraiser for the family of Irma and Joe Garcia, a teacher killed in the Uvalde school shooting, and her husband, who died of a heart attack 2 days later, has raised more than $2.7 million. Despite evidence that China's the country of origin of the COVID-19 outbreak and that it may have even covered up its own role in the pandemic, the nation was elected to the World Health Organization's executive board last week. Hurricane Agatha touched down in Mexico's southern coast Monday as heavy storm surges and rains prompted flooding and mudslide warnings. Agatha made landfall about 5 miles west of Puerto Angel as a Category 2 storm with maximum sustained winds of 105 miles an hour. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Representative Mike Waltz, a Republican from Florida on Newsmax, discusses alternative ways society can combat the wave of active shootings in America by digging deeper into the root cause.
But I think we have a crisis in parenting. We have a crisis in fatherhood. We have a crisis in mental health. There are some much deeper rooted issues that the president of the United States should be bringing people together to address, that we as communities, as neighbors, as school districts should be addressing and dealing with. And whether that crazed young man had a shotgun, a rifle, a backpack full of pistols, you know, what is making these kids want to go into a classroom and slaughter 8, 9, 10-year-old children? And that's what the president should be focused on.
Actor Johnny Depp has a unique way of blowing off steam after a court battle with a former loved one.
Actor Johnny Depp surprised concertgoers in the United Kingdom with a performance Sunday night. He took the stage alongside Jeff Beck at a show at Sheffield City Hall. The performance comes as Depp is awaiting a verdict in Virginia and his $50 million defamation suit against ex-wife and fellow actor Amber Heard. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Each year, the World Health Organization holds World No Tobacco Day on May 31st. Their goal is to spread awareness about the risk of tobacco, and they say it kills roughly 6 million people every year. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hospitalizations are down. The deaths in hospitalizations for COVID-19 are dramatically down. But where we are, whether this pandemic has moved to an endemic and something we can live with, this is a big question which we're all hoping for. We now have, fortunately for so many of us, the availability of home testing.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
How do you do? It's 34 after the hour. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jay Kirshner, going through the things that we ought to be thinking about as the weekend ends and the new work week begins, the new reality of summertime. The National Garden Bureau has declared 2022 the year of the garden. Actually, the reason I was thinking about this is because over the weekend we did our garden here. I always have about an acre in the garden set aside, and I have a rototiller that I put on one of the tractors, and it really smooths out the available land. So you can go in, and it's the dirt, and the surface is nice and soft, so you can plant the seeds, you can plant the plants. We have peppers and tomatoes. And we have potatoes, we have corn. Actually, not much. I'm going to plant a field of corn down. I have a big park that I use. I've been plowing down there all weekend to get it ready to seed into hay. And I also am going to set aside 3 acres of corn for the cows. But the point is, It's a wonderful time of year to watch things grow. We had a fellow who partners with me, he's got the truck farm up the street, planted 4 or 5 acres of corn a week ago Saturday, and we were both looking. We both stopped in the field yesterday because the corn has come out of the ground already, and it's about an inch or two, and you can see it every day. That's what I love about this time, especially
it's
kind of
so
warm and wet, and yeah, things are growing fast. So if you
and
have
especially the things that flower first, I would love to be a part of a gardening community, but I am not great at gardening. I only just learned weeks ago that you have to still water your flowers that you plant outside. They don't just thrive on their own somehow. I did not know that, and I know I'm not the only person that did not know that.
No, of course not. There are a lot of people who don't. Because we don't, there's this divorce, if you will, lack of connection between the farm, what grows, and the normal population. People think of my farm's open every weekend. People come by the hundreds this past weekend. We're going to have a farmer's market starting next weekend. It'll be strawberry season getting started. People come and they look and they're like amazed at how things grow. But yet that, because so much of the family life back in, you know, when I was a kid even, but going back further than that, many of the grandparents that are listening now can remember everybody had a garden. Everybody, as a matter of fact, this time of year they called them victory gardens, not necessarily in concert with Memorial Day, but and it wasn't about vegetables, but it just is having this ability. We sort of are reinventing the gardens. Small gardens, large gardens. You heard me a few weeks ago, maybe here, I think I did it on the American Family Farmer Show that I do every week as well, talking about this. There's a building, I can't remember what city it was in, but it was a huge building, and they had a couple of acres on the roof. So they shipped up dirt and compost, and they planted a garden about an acre, if you can imagine it, on the roof of this huge building.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so great. I still maintain, I would love to grow my own vegetables, but the best vegetables I've ever eaten in my life have come from farmers markets or a neighbor's backyard.
Well, you see, but that's the reason they call this the year of the garden is because everything has become so expensive. The surging prices of meat, for example, we have a fellow, I have resisted this in the past because I don't like, you know, I don't slaughter my animals. The cows are my friends, and I don't eat my friends. So I have, and I've kind of pushed my own values, if you will. So when we've had opportunities, we haven't had an official farmer's market, but we've had a lot of time on the farm over the last 3 or 4 years to bring in people. There are some fishmongers who come. There are people who sell chicken, but I never wanted to have beef. But this year we're going to change that and let the fellow who's got some beef from his own organically grown cows, and so he's had them dressed off, and you know, you make sure that that there is somebody that actually inspects. You know, one of the big things about the problems in the poultry industry is the government inspectors haven't done their job. Gee whiz, imagine that. And so they have had a big problem, especially at Tyson's, but Purdue too, to a point. So now you have your own local people that are sources of everything. You can get beef locally, you can get chicken locally, you can get pork locally. We're going to do all of that at our farmer's market. And I know you can get it if you can go find a farmer's market on your own or your own local farms. The year of the garden, though, also points to what you can do because of the expense. What it's going to cost you to buy things, go buy some seeds, go buy some plants, and find some place to plant them. Maybe you've got some window boxes, or you've got a porch, or you've got something. It's become a good hobby for a lot of people. But this way you can control the food. You can save some money. I think this is a great way to... one of the things I did with my grandson was buy... a few years ago, I had a fellow on the farm show from a company called Let Us Grow. And I that year, you weren't with me yet, Jay, but I gave these lettuce grows to everybody that was on the air because they did just that. It was a hydroponic way of growing things and taught my grandson. He's fascinated with stuff, and the fascination with growing things came from having one of these. They live in Los Angeles you know, on Beverly Glen. There's no
gardens. That's fantastic.
You know, they get a porch, so they put the lettuce grow on the porch and grow things there, and Miles get all excited about things as they grow, and you can watch them every day.
Mm-hmm.
So
it always seems, too, that there's less of the, like, recalls when you have the mass production of produce. You don't have the recalls when it's
when you're growing
yourself
or
you go to the farmer's market or anything. Like, you were talking about strawberries earlier, and there's a huge recall on strawberries in, like, everywhere.
Packaged strawberries.
Yes.
Yeah.
No fresh organic.
No.
And frozen.
But this week,
Kroger, it's horrible.
That's a great idea. Buy a bunch of strawberries, even though they won't be cheap, but you can fast freeze them. I forget what that process is called, but it's basically flash freezing, but there's a word for it. And you can then have your own strawberries during the winter time. There are thousands of varieties of vegetables and fruits and herbs. There are many, like broccoli. I kind of like to grow broccoli. We've got that going.
And
bell peppers that are awesome, right? And there's no right or wrong way. You're not going to hurt. Nobody's going to get hurt. If the stuff doesn't grow, it just doesesn't grow. But some people want to start it from seeds. Some people start from plants. I do a little of both. There's an organic farm right next door, and they have a lot of seedlings, and they have little plants that they grow, so I use those often in my garden.
Doug, I've heard a lot of people say that you start growing something indoors, and then once it gets bigger, then plant it outdoors.
Yeah, you can start.
Is that helpful?
Yeah, sometimes it is. Put it in the sun. It's a great way to teach kids, again, about how things grow. Watch it grow. We have the fellow that's a truck farmer off the street starts in February with his tomato plants with seedlings, and they grow in a hothouse. They've got a greenhouse, and they have now early tomatoes. They've just started this week with early tomatoes, which is at least a month and a half before you would get them planting them in the ground, because now you're getting them in the ground, so they're not usually ready until sometime after it's July 4th. Usually that's when corn's available, unless you get an early jag of it in, you know, some of these greenhouses. I just think that this is a place to go teach your youngsters about how to grow things, see what lives, if you will, how you can celebrate the wonder of nature by growing things yourself. And you'll deal with a couple of things. Learning how to do that sort of thing is great. Teaching how things grow, but also saving some money. The record high meat prices pretty much having a chilling effect on the grilling that's taken place. Ground beef, chicken, all that stuff is at all-time highs. You can't really grow, I mean, it's not like you can have your garden for the veggies, but you can't grow the chicken, although a lot of people have little, you know, chicken. They have half a dozen chickens for eggs, that sort of thing. We have a lot of that around here. But you're not going to grow cows, and, you know, everybody used to have a cow. Or two or three. I remember growing up, we had 14 cows on the farm at first, the first farm that I spent a lot of time. And that was enough for milk for the family, sold some of it. And also, you know, there was a cow probably slaughtered every year. And I remember, you know, the fat was different from a dairy cow than it was from a beef cow, that sort of thing. And if you didn't know that, a dairy cow is going to have yellow fat on its meat. And a beef cow is going to have sort of a whitey, more granular fat for its meat.
Is it an actual different kind of cow, or is it based on what they eat and how they're raised?
They're raised and how old they are. A dairy cow is going to be older. A beef cow is going to be slaughtered at 18 months probably, which is a horrible thought.
That's awful.
What is
veal? How old is a cow?
Veal is from a calf that would be 4 or 5 days old to maybe 4 months, 4 weeks old.
That's so awful.
Yeah, that's what it is. So, and I'm betting a lot of people don't even know that, frankly. The fact that these animals are, most of them are bulls, and they have no practical value. Dairy heifers have the value of being able to be bred. Once in a while, a bull is kept if it's really good, grows to maturity, is used to breed cows, and thus the chain continues. But for the most part, Bulls are not valued. Boys are not valued, if you will. And so they go off to be slaughtered at very young ages, and the meat's considered very tender. And so there you go. That's what that. Yeah, it is. We think differently. If you grow up and, excuse me, your survival is based on eating the things that you produce on the farm, then it has a different impact on you. You feel differently about it.
Well, yeah, and, that makes sense.
You know, you can also see where, you know, a lot of the animal rights people have, and correctly so, pointed out a lot of the really nasty ways that some animals have been brought into the world, and if they die, they just get thrown out on the manure pile or something like that. And these are beans, although they're more thought of by many of the dairy people as commodities. More and more folks are getting sensitized. Rather, when I was a kid, I was desensitized to all of this stuff because I saw that the bull calf had no value and therefore it went to the market to be slaughtered and used for veal. How many people love a veal parmesan sandwich?
That's what you're eating before. But we always knew that it was a baby calf. My mom grew up a farm girl. I was actually the only red meat eater in our family, and the only red meat I would eat was ground beef or a filet. And then last year it was June, and there was that story about the cows who escaped from the slaughterhouse, and one of the cows actually was out on the lam for, a few days, and then Jody Messina adopted it. From that moment, I have not eaten red meat since. I look at them like dogs now. I can't look at them as
there you go.
Something
they're
to
beings.
Eat.
Yeah. So you look at chicken the same way? I don't know. I don't look at chicken.
I don't eat chicken, but I do eat turkey.
Yeah. But a lot of people this summer, starting off Memorial Day, are eating pizza and pasta instead of the steak or chicken. So there you go. 47, almost 48 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
New message.
What up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them, and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A mid-mod desk chair to rejuvenate my ho-hum workspace.
Staples has you covered.
A place to put my papers so I can be more productive.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off storage and filing products, chair mats, decor, and lighting with the purchase of an office chair or desk. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store, N72, in-store only.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Three after the hour. This is the DJV program. Memorial Day weekend is still thinking about some of the things that are going on. Tom Kreitler normally is here this time with some tips on how to fix things around the house. Has taken a trip with his family. He loves to take those trips. Very good. He's a great father. Spends a lot of time with his wife and his children. Good for him. Speaking of people who spend a lot of time at Memorial Day, I think a lot about Gary Sinise. You know, he started a foundation that serves to raise money for the veterans, first responders, their families, those in need. They have a kind of interesting educational program, very inspirational, that has helped to build a lot of community among these people. And I was reading his message. You know, this, we're all looking around at what's going on for Memorial Day. He writes, "My personal mission is what led to the founding of the Gary Sinise Foundation. It goes back to 2011. The help of supporters, we continue to expand this mission, support our nation's defenders, veterans, first responders, and their loved ones, while upholding the importance of keeping our country strong by taking care of those who serve. Our programs and projects have made a difference in many lives, but there's much more to be done. Please, I encourage you to browse through the website, look into the programs, view the videos that show the people in action that are working on this, some of the heroes, their families, and please support, pledge to support, and consider making contributions every year. Thank you.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, he's
fantastic. Visible. There's just not enough support for veterans when they come home, and the PTSD that they struggle with. And like you were talking about earlier, Doug, whenever the veterans who are dealing with injuries, lifelong injuries, lost limbs.
Yeah. I think I've become philosophical. I'm looking at all of the things, by the way, just this one organization has done for Army veterans. 77 smart homes have been built to serve wounded warriors, heroes who have had legs or arms that can't, they're not mobile. Through the money raised by Sinise, he's built 77 homes. He has conducted what are called Invincible Spirit Festivals around the country, and 80-some-odd thousand people have gone to them in the past 10 years. Through his money raising, the Sinise Foundation has served 690,000 meals across the country on Memorial Days in the last 10, 12 years. And the experiences, some of them take flight, literally. There have been 1,100 flights for veterans who hire special planes to transport these veterans, because most of the time they can't get on a commercial airliner. They just, you know, they can't fly on a plane. Sometimes you see people on wheelchairs and stuff, but folks who really have special needs, you can't get on a regular airliner. So what he does is hire private planes to get these people around, and they've done that 1,100 times using the money from the Sinise Foundation. So I use this as an example. There are plenty of others around, but this is really something that sort of marks the spirit. And, you know, one of the things that Sinise has confronted, because in Hollywood this is considered conservative, these, you know, what he does, every holiday he's very visible, but he's also a very visible actor, been involved in lots of stuff. And yet, I can remember things being said about him and Clint Eastwood, because he has the same sort of values, because these things are not, you're considered a conservative and that's bad in Hollywood. I don't get how people think about it.
Yeah, political stance should not have anything to do with your job unless you're in politics.
No. There's a great song and a poem called Let There Be Peace on Earth that I would like to sort of, this maybe is a tone setter. Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be. With God as our Father, brothers, all are we. Let me walk with my brother in perfect harmony. Let peace begin with me. Let this be the moment now with every step I take. Let this be my solemn vow. To take each moment and live each moment in peace. Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. That's something we ought to hold close to our hearts on this day. 58:59 past the hour.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.